What's up, everybody? This is Creative Antics, and today I have a guest on the show all the way from North Carolina. It's my guest, my little brother. Tell him who you are.
Yo, it's Malik Wilson. Joining my sister's podcast. I'm great and grateful and thankful to be here.
Cool. So we talked a little bit yesterday. We kind of got a little head start on what we was going to talk about, because I don't do topics on here. I was going to do topics, but then that just takes away from just being able to talk to somebody.
Right.
And since you are my brother, I know you got little things going on, so let's just touch on some of the things we did talk about yesterday. But before we get into that, we always start with, what have you been listening to, or what has inspired you this week, whether it's business-wise, music. Let's start with music. Have anything new?
As far as music, I'm usually all over the place with music. I don't really listen to just one thing.
Exactly.
It really just depends on my mood.
This is true.
I just got done watching Stranger Things. I don't know
Oh
if
yeah,
you
that made me cry. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm telling what? I'm telling you.
I cried
But yeah.
again.
But yeah, I was watching that these past couple of days, and I don't know if you know the songs Heroes that they played. Have you seen season three yet?
Yeah, I watched it all.
Okay, well, you know the song they played at the very end.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that just put me in a bad state. I'm like, dang, I'm over here.
I'm gonna listen to it again. I was too busy crying.
Nah, yeah, you gotta watch. It's a, I'm telling, they put you in that mood with that song. But yeah, it really just depends on the mood. When I'm riding the car, I'm listening to trap music, hip hop,
I
and
feel like
then,
I'm very with that too, especially going to PT in the morning. Like some people would be listening to some mellow stuff, and I'll be listening to trap music.
I'm
I'm
telling
really
you,
not about that life.
I'm telling, yeah, I'm like, I'm not even about that life, but it's like this right here, you gotta have your windows down, blasting out the window.
I swear, and then as soon as I pull up right in front of Battalion, I turn it down.
I'm telling you, turn it all the
I don't need Sergeant Major coming out.
Don't want no judgment before I even get out the car.
I want no smoke. But yeah, so you got that, the trap music. What else you got?
Like I said, it just depends on the mood. Yeah, the trap music, really trap music though, hip hop. I'm trying to think. What's his name? Just dropped a new album. Lil
Interesting.
Key. You
Yep.
heard
Yeah.
Lil Key, yeah, down in Atlanta. And here in North Carolina, Stunner for Vegas
Yeah,
and
Stunner for Vegas, DaBaby.
yeah, DaBaby. They
Somebody was telling me about some other people down there. I was like, well, if it's not them two right now, ain't nobody really talk about nobody else.
It's some other people like that are trying to emerge that they're trying to put on. It's nobody that I really, it's nobody really mainstream right now. I got a couple of teammates that are trying to rap and they do really good. I'm like, y'all need to retire
See,
football.
that's good. And if y'all do, well, I'm gonna let you know this right now. You've always known this about me though. Like I like putting people on, like if I'm in a position to,
Right,
I'm not
right.
like all that or nothing, but like I feel like with the podcast and stuff,
Right.
if it took me with all my courage to make a podcast, I might as well help somebody else, because some people just make music, but they're like either they're afraid to put it out, or like they just don't want to, put it out. But if you're willing for me to listen, I feel like it should be out there. So if
Right. I think
anybody, yeah.
I was about to say, I think the biggest thing is trying to balance your day job
Yes.
versus, just trying to give it all up for an
This is
idea
true.
or something that you have in your head. 'Cause I'm like, everybody has a day job,
Yeah.
whether it be sports or, an actual day job.
Yeah.
People is, I feel like people are scared of taking that risk of just throwing everything away to focus on something that, God has really given you a talent of doing.
Exactly. And it takes that mindset to be like, am I really gonna put my all into this? And if
Right.
I think that's like a personal thing. You gotta, if you're gonna be I guess, stuck in the rut of 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's, you're going to be stuck there because that's what we've been taught. We've been taught you go to school, get a good job, go work for somebody else. And that's, you know,
right.
That's what's been put in our minds. So when people feel like they're good at something else, it's just like, oh, but like if I let this go, like I'm not going to have this.
I might lose everything.
Yeah, I might lose everything. But you know, I'm like, it takes balance, especially in the beginning.
Right.
When you have a passion for something, you're not going to let nothing stop you from
doing it. Have you read the book by Robert
Kiyosaki?
Yeah.
Yep, I have it right now. Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yep, I'm telling you, and that talks about all that you know, going to work 9 to 5. You know, mm-hmm. how you're raised was, you know, going to school, get good grades, you know, go to work. Yeah. But like, you know, this time and generation, like times are changing.
It's time to you see more entrepreneurs and a lot of Black entrepreneurs. Like, you know how many entrepreneurs out here? We have like Black banks. And that's not something that you think about. You don't like a Black bank. Like,
right.
I ain't never thought about that. But now like people are doing it because it's happening. It makes sense. Yeah.
And it's more so about not, you know, it's good about what you know, but it's more so about who you know and, you know, getting plugged in. And like I said, a Black bank. I mean, who the heck would have thought of that?
Right. It's not something that you just think about. Like, and then if you're so in the rut, especially where we grew up, you know, we grew up in a very small town. Like, it got bigger now.
Right.
People just don't know. Like, we was one of the few Black people there. Like, there was no Black people.
And they just thought
we were fantastic. I'm like, this is normal.
right.
But, I'm telling you know, when you grow up in a small town like we did, and a mother who gave you opportunities, like I think our mother gave us opportunity to do everything.
Definitely. Heck yeah. Still to this day. Like we were talking yesterday. I mean,
yeah.
She's like, it's not so much about, she doesn't care what you're doing, but it's like, if you're doing it, you know, try to explain to me what you're doing. And then, you know, we can go from there, you know, whether that's a smart move or a dumb move. And she's one of those, you know, she's going to keep it real. Like, if it's a dumb move, she's going to be like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about this. And grandma too.
Right. But if it's something she feels like we're really capable of doing, like I said, she keeps it 100 with you. And she's like, you know what, you need to push it 100% and I got your back. And even if she doesn't like it, I'm like, she still is going to support you.
Because we don't got the, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
We get so passionate about stuff. We just like, I don't see, you know.
Right.
I'm still going to do it. But then, I mean, if you fall, they're, you know, our family is more like, if you fall, we're still here. Like, everybody fall.
Definitely.
You know, it is. Definitely. But, you know, make sure you have a plan.
Right.
To do things.
And have a backup plan as well.
Oh, yeah, and a backup plan, you know.
But see, to flip back, though, like I said, everybody has that day job.
Yep.
And so many people are scared to go to that plan B.
Yeah.
You know, because they feel like you're going to lose everything in plan A. But really, like, I don't know. But really, you know, that plan A is something probably that you didn't even want to do or something that you're not even really interested in.
It was the first, like I think of a lot of people, you do that first choice because that's honestly is what we were taught. We weren't,
right.
We haven't relearned to do anything else. Now, I feel like this generation now is more so trying to see, you know, with, especially on Twitter and Facebook, you see everybody doing something and now you're like, huh, I could do that too. But people
I can do that too.
Yeah. But people don't like, I think people really think honestly that it's overnight success and it's not.
Right. Right. I know Steve Harvey. He is funny because the same situation. He honestly was one of those people that took a risk and gave up everything. Like, he quit his day job to start not acting, but comedy.
Right.
And he'll even tell you, like, he was homeless for like 4 or 5 years, sleeping in his car. And like, this is, so say today he quit his job and 4 or 5 years later, he's still in the same rut that he's in, you know, still going to comedy clubs, trying to perform and be seen. And this is 4 or 5 years later after he quit his day job. Right. And so, I mean, and now you see where he's at now. You know, he finally found that right person to finally put him on. But I'm like you said, it's not overnight success. You know,
it takes
time. And really, if it's God's calling for you, I'm like, a lot of times he puts you in those situations to see how long you're going to fight it out.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people would quit probably after year two.
Yeah.
Like, nah,
that's actually like, I think I read that in the book somewhere. That's like an actual thing. Like, people will give themselves like maybe like, I'm going to say a year. I mean, that's a good time. You're like, that's smart.
Right.
Like, if you have a passion for something, you're going to go beyond that because you got to
keep
going. Like,
you can't put
it. That's why people say, they don't say a 1 year plan. They say a 5 year plan. What's your 5 to 10 year plan? They don't ask what's your 1 year plan.
I'm telling you, that's so true. I'm like, you can't put a time stamp on, you know, God's blessings. I'm like, you're saying a year and God's saying, nah, I need you to push a little bit longer.
Right. He's going to keep saying that. And I feel like, not just overnight success, but I feel like people see other people doing something and then they count themselves out.
Right.
You know,
like, oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that. He over here killing the game. Like, I'm going to give you two people. Say we were just talking about DaBaby, right?
Uh-huh.
DaBaby is a good rapper. You know, some people don't like him, whatever. He made it, right?
Right.
Some people don't know his background story, and he'll tell it.
Right.
He wasn't an overnight success.
At all.
He'd been doing this.
Right.
But then you got somebody.
Huh? Go ahead.
I was like, and then you got somebody like, who do I not think is like the best rapper? Blueface.
Oh, Lord,
I don't really like him. Did he make it? Yeah, I don't knock nobody's success, but you see what I'm saying? It's two different things. And all it took for both of them is to maybe know somebody and keep doing what they was doing without caring about what anybody thinks.
Right. It's funny because with DaBaby, I was listening to him last spring. I don't know if you remember Malcolm or not.
Uh-huh,
I used to, yeah. So Malcolm was making me and Ryan listen to DaBaby, and you know, he was playing a couple songs that I liked.
Right.
And it was just one of those, like, you know, and and I'll admit, I'm one of those people, you know, if you don't really have that big name behind you, I'm not going to keep listening to you. You know,
it's just like,
you know, why should I keep listening to you?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, he played some of his songs and I was like, all right, this dude's pretty good. And he's from Charlotte. And so him being local, I was like, you know, I'm going to try to support him a little bit, but it's only so much I can do, you know, if he's not blowing up.
Yeah.
And so, over time, I think I followed him on Instagram and I started watching his following, you know, increase. And I just kept seeing how he was just putting in so much work. Like every week he was putting up a new video on Instagram, you know, promoting his music, promoting his albums and stuff. And like now he's like this big Charlotte name. And now, you know, he's this nationwide name. Yeah. And then it's funny because I literally watched their whole timeline. It's so weird. I remember playing this past season, last fall or whatever, and I found Stunning for Vegas on accident on YouTube. Like, it was like one of those, like, you might be interested in watching this video on the side, you know what I mean? And so I clicked on this video and I was like, let me see what this is about. And like I said, I'm really into trap music and stuff, you know, watching that side of life that I'm glad I'm not a part of. And so... And so I'm listening to his music, and I'm like, and I'm in my apartment. I'm like geek, like this dude is snapping, like he's killing it. And so I was like instantly like, where is this dude from? And so I ended up bringing him into the locker room, and I was playing it for one of the dudes I said who like is into rapping and stuff. And he was like, oh yeah, he was like, I've actually hung out with that dude, you know, smoked with him a couple of times. I was like, where is he from? It was like, he's from Salisbury. Like,
oh, wow.
Like 30 minutes from Greensboro, yeah. And so, you know, he was telling me his backstory and everything, you know, the whole thug life and everything behind it and whatnot. We were just talking. And so I was like, you know what? I'm about to support him because, like, I really rock with him. And, you know, he's really local. Like, he's 30 minutes up the road.
Right.
And so he just kept going, growing and growing. And then I saw, you know, him and DaBaby, you know, link up. They made that song, the Animal song.
Yeah, that's my jam.
And by that time, DaBaby was really like known, you know, at least on the East Coast.
Exactly.
And so once they made that song, it was like them two just collabed together and they just blew up and took off.
They collabed together very well.
Very well. It's the punchlines and everything go so well together.
That's very true. But yeah. We got taken away with that one. I like to talk about music because that's the main thing. I guess we're doing music videos and stuff.
Right.
I guess it's kind of, I won't say hard, but if I got to keep listening to a song over and over and over again, I want it to be good. And so I think that music is a big thing of like what I do.
Right.
I know people ask me like, oh, do you make beats? Okay, I'm trying to be a one-stop shop, but I'm going to let y'all know right now, your girl does not make beats. I will do photography. I will do your videos. I will edit. But I cannot make beats, but I can point you to the right person.
I'm telling you. I'm that same way. I'm like, look, I can't. I'm going to try to do everything I can, but I'll just try my best to point you in the right direction, especially if it's something I know I don't. Yeah. And that's another thing, too. I feel like people, they try to do things not for the love of it. They just try to do it because they're like, oh, okay, I can get some money out of this.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they end up, somebody ask them, you know, in that situation, you know, can you make beats? And you're like, I don't know, you know, let me try something out right quick and then, you know, and see if I can. And then it ends up being trash. Yeah. And you're like, just trying to make a quick buck just to keep a client or something like that. Like,
exactly.
Just help people around you.
I tell people, like, it's not, we all can make money. I feel like people, like, they don't want to put other, I guess what you call so-called on. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to put him on because then I'm going to lose business. Do you know how much money is out here?
Right.
Do you know how much, like, I won't even say, like, locally. Do you know how much business you can do, like, I guess, on the internet?
I'm telling you.
You don't even have to be in the same room or the same country as somebody. You telling me you don't want to put somebody else on?
It's so much easy. I won't say it's so much easier. Well, yeah, I will. It's so much easier to make it these days because of social media. I'm like, it really just depends on. Well, let me say it like this. If it's something that's, like, that you can promote, you know, bump that. You can promote everything on social media.
I'm like, anything.
And it really just depends on, you know, first off, like I said, a lot of people, you know, are shy, you know, about, you know, what people might think of them, you know, what, like, them posting something. But I'm like, just imagine if you post that stuff every day and it catches the right eye.
I swear.
And I'm like, and it goes back to, you know, you really having the passion for what you're promoting and what you're posting.
I'm very well with that. It makes sense.
And I'm like, if you're really passionate about it and your passion is allowing you to grow and, you know, take criticism and take, you know, pointers from other people when you post it, I'm telling you, you're going to start getting better and better. And like I said, the more you're getting better, there's somebody always watching. So once you finally put out that content that somebody is really looking for and it catches that right out, I'm telling you, you can blow up. And it looks like overnight success because it's like dad, like.
But they've been doing it.
You don't see the background. You don't see the clawing and stuff that, you know, people are doing behind the scenes.
This is very true. Like when people tell their stories, like when people finally tell the stories, like you said, Steve Harvey. I'm gonna use Tyler Perry because he had the same kind of story. Like I remember me, you, like the whole family. We used to sit there and watch.
Oh yeah, know his timeline as well. Yeah, definitely know his timeline. I'm like, everybody just knows his movies and stuff. I'm like,
exactly,
nah.
And the play. But if y'all didn't watch the plays and know,
I'm like,
Perry,
yeah, the plays is really where it was.
Yeah, I was like, we used to love watching the plays. Forget the movies.
I'm telling
movies
you,
came along way after the plays.
Way after. And what's crazy is like, you can go on YouTube and. You can probably find two of his plays, and that's the sad thing. Cause I'm like, grandma probably has all the tapes and stuff in her house, but
you know how we used to do.
I'm like, it's so hard to prove yourself with that. Cause I'm like, people are the movies. You can find them easy. Cause it's on TV.
The mainstream.
The plays you had to literally like, somebody had to bootleg, like go to the actual play
and
it just trickled down to Mebane, North Carolina. And we were just in the house watching it. The bootleg with people standing up and everything. Yeah. Cracking up, all get out.
That's true. But that's a success story. Like, I don't see, and I listen to Gary Vee a lot, and he's always like a few, I think the number one thing I can take from him, which is so true, because what we're talking about right now, if you don't love the process of falling down and getting up and falling mm-hmm. down and losing money and losing time, if you don't love that, then you have no point
right.
doing anything that you want to do.
And people hear those stories and they probably, if they're like me, I mean, sometimes I feel like I can tell when it's something genuine and when it's mm-hmm. not.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, feel like when they hear their stories, they're like, you know, oh, he didn't really go through that.
Right. And well, like, what would I be lying
about? Right. Like Steve Harvey saying, you know, he slept in his car for 3 years out of the 5 years that he was trying to do comedy. Like he lost everything.
Yeah.
Because you see people in like, you see people in the now
mm-hmm.
and you don't imagine them going through.
Yeah, you're like, there's no way that he
there's
went
no
through
way,
it the way
yeah,
he is
and,
now.
And there's no way I would put myself through all that. Like, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
But you like, don't know.
I'm like, you don't know. And when you really have that passion and that mm-hmm. love for something, you're going to stick it out.
Yeah. You have no choice because it's going to be a burning desire in your heart. Like,
right.
You're going to wake up and that's the only thing.
And if you give up, you're going to live with that regret every day going to your 9-to-5. You know, like, dang, like, I should have just stuck it out.
And don't get us wrong, y'all. Like, a 9-to-5, I'm in the military.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I understand a 9-to-5. Don't get me wrong.
Right,
I'm
right.
just saying, don't let that, you know, keep you away.
Don't
from
be the. Don't let that be your excuse.
Yeah, your excuse. Yeah, like, I got a 9-to-5. Okay, a lot of people did.
Right.
A lot of people still do.
Right.
A lot of people out here banging both jobs out. They get off one job and go right to their passion. I won't say, uh-huh. I don't say your passion is a job. I say your passion is your passion.
Right.
If you love doing what you do, then that's your passion. I don't care if it is a 9-to-5. If you
I'm
feel like
you.
Your 9-to-5 is your passion, daggum it, do it the best you can, and that's your passion. It's not a job to you.
Exactly. Like, like I have a passion of, like, I play football and everything, but my right. passion really is, you know, being on TV, being in front of a camera somewhere, you know,
yeah.
having my own show and stuff like that, you know, trying to build to that part. You know, I'm starting in the realm of, like, news, you know, being a reporter for the new, like a local news station or something, you know, working my way up. But I'm like, that essentially, like, that would take so much of my time just trying to find stories and,
mm-hmm.
you know, dig stuff up to present to, you know, the people. But, you know, essentially, like, that wouldn't bother me because I wouldn't see that as a job. Like, that's a
exactly.
passion that I have.
And the
so,
thing is, you know, with him saying this, y'all, and I'm his sister. And that still takes me back because how Malik, y'all, if y'all don't know Malik, man, I swear, when we was kids, Malik was a runt.
you can keep it 100 with him. Like,
yeah, Malik was the runt. I was bigger than him. And
oh, God.
1 year, this man just took off. Nobody ever knew that this boy was going to play football. I mean, he was good at everything he
yeah.
played.
But, I wouldn't say I was
you
a great participant.
You were.
Nah, I was a
you
great participant. I was a great
okay. He played a lot of. We played a lot of stuff, y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
He was very athletic, but you know. And then we got. I mean, you didn't even play in middle school like that, did you?
I didn't play. Like, I really. I played my eighth grade season. Just
in North Carolina, we get you know it's six. Middle school is sixth grade through eighth grade. So for him
right.
to tell you right there, he only played eighth grade. And then where did you go the next year?
Well, we took it all the way back. So
yeah, we took it all the way back.
So yeah, so in Pee Wee, I played Pee Wee. That was like years
yeah,
ago, and I hated it. And I only did that because
I remember you saying you hated it as a kid.
Yeah, I'm like I hated that, but you know it was always you know staying active in something. So you
mm-hmm.
know I started playing the piano.
Yep.
And playing soccer. I was just standing out there on the soccer field.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, fast forward, like, what, 6 years from mm-hmm. Pee Wee? And
yeah.
then played in eighth grade. Hated it then. sat out my freshman year. Well, I didn't sit out. I was through with football. I was like, man, this is not for me. Like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, sophomore year is when, you know, they brought me up. Well, they begged the heck out of me to play, and then everything just took off from there.
You played on varsity, right?
Yeah, I played on varsity as a sophomore.
So he got out. He did not play his freshman year. They begged this man, and that's when the people figured out that me and you were brother and sister.
Yeah.
To the high school
wait, what? Y'all are siblings?
Yeah. Because, you know, I played basketball. Like, that's kind of what happened to me. But, you know, I played AAU basketball all through middle school.
You were the athletic star.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody was looking at me like, oh, he's got to be gay. Ain't no way. Ain't no way this boy is in the house and not playing sports.
I mean, but our backyard used to be full of people. We used to play football.
Oh, yeah, I would play
all
outside 24-7.
Yeah. 24-7. You know, we used to have the basketball. Y'all, we used to have the back of the house full of, I think I was the only girl out there.
Yeah,
honestly.
definitely.
Playing basketball, we knocked that grass down to the dirt.
To the dirt.
Made a full basketball court out there. And, yeah, I thought you were going to play basketball.
I wanted to. Yeah. You know, basketball was my passion. That's what.
Yeah.
But, you know, height didn't correlate.
Yeah, that's true.
And it turned out that I wasn't that good at it.
Because you would have been with your height at that time, you would have been a guard, and you were.
And I was playing
very
center.
Much so a post, yeah, you were very much so a post.
I tell people to this day, I'm like, look, I'll defend the heck out of you,
yeah,
and I'll play one hell of a post player, but do not put that ball in my hands.
I swear, I'm not going. And you know, the thing is, I tell people now that I was like, you know, I was a defensive person. I was like defensive player of the year. Like,
oh yeah, definitely
know.
Scrap player.
Yeah, I scrap, like that's what I do. But dude, I can shoot a little bit, but do not ask me to shoot the ball.
I'm like, just keep the ball out my hand. Like,
yeah,
and
keep
then
the ball out my hand.
Everybody gets mad when they give you the ball and you're like, but I told you not to give me the ball.
I told y'all know.
Now
me.
You're mad because I'm over throwing some bull crap up.
This is so true. But yeah, like I feel like, you know, you have a success story of your own, so yeah, like you. It was crazy because tell them about your leg though. I don't think a lot of people knew that either.
What was it, fourth grade?
I remember this day. I remember the day. I don't remember.
Oh, it was third grade going to fourth grade.
That young?
Yeah, I was young.
We were still living in that.
Ended up breaking my leg. Playing football, but it wasn't real football. It was in the backyard. And even then, I didn't want to play. It was just one of those, like, you know, everybody in the neighborhood is playing. You know, they're always, you know, bragging about them being on sports teams and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's, you know.
They felt like, you know, that was their superior thing of them. And so I was just like, you know what, I really don't care about y'all playing. Like, y'all not going to convince me to play. But I enjoy playing in the backyard and stuff. But ended up breaking my leg playing backyard football. And that's when I really solidified, was like, nope, football is not for me.
And it's ridiculous because this man, if y'all could go back and see Malik's highlights, like people would look at me like, "That's your brother." Like, I'm just as surprised as y'all are. This man is ridiculously fast. You cannot catch him. And then after high school, you know, he was a man in high school. People finally, "Oh, that's your brother." I'm like, "I know."
Right.
Dang, yo.
Right.
And then that's just what it was. He was the football player, and I was the basketball player. And then I left and took off. And then he was there. And then who picked you up?
North Carolina Agriculture and Technical State University.
And if y'all don't know.
Oh, Lord. That's another
thing. In North Carolina. That's a big thing. And our family was already A&T up and down.
Yeah, definitely. Right, but. That was one of those, like, you know, growing up, like you said earlier, you know, being, you know, black in the community.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was like, oh, it's UNC, NC State. And definitely, like, if one of those offered me, you know, I definitely would have committed.
Right.
But.
It's something about an HBCU.
Okay, let me reverse back, too, you know, so everybody's not questioning. Listen, if I played defense, I would have been at Alabama, or like, no cap. That's for my people listening.
Yeah.
But that's like funny business. But like A&T was just one of those schools that just people from this area they're not thinking about, wouldn't care to go to, just because it's black. You know, it has that stereotype behind it. You know, black people, you know, party too much, or you know, you're not getting a real education there, and. Before I went, you know, I was a little skeptical about it. Like, I was like, I don't know if this is for me. You know, I was like, I wouldn't say anti-black, but Yeah. It just, being around a lot of Black people just wasn't something I was accustomed to and used to.
And that's, takes it back to how we, not how we grew up. Believe me, we knew about Black
people. Oh, yeah, listen, we grew up, it's funny because going to school and going to the city, like, it was straight, you know, white people.
Yeah,
but when we came home, it was Black people. Like, you know, we lived in a suburban.
I would say suburban.
We live in like a suburban lifestyle. You know, we were our neighbors are white and stuff. But once you went to, you know, your close family members and stuff, like, you know, that's when you started seeing niggas. Like,
right down the block.
Yeah, seeing Black people, like, real, you know, Black people.
Tell people where you live, where your family from. You like, they live over there?
Yeah, you'd be like, what? Like,
that ain't nothing to me. What you talking about?
Right.
But that's so true. Like, I remember us growing up, like, the first house we grew up in, y'all, honestly, it was like, you know, a little small city, maybe North Carolina, mm-hmm. and you go out, like, you're going towards the country, and it was like the white neighborhood, and then back there it was us. Back there,
right. I'm telling you. And I'm like, true. And that's the thing with you know, how we grew up, like we were always exposed to, like, you know,
yeah.
I wouldn't say like the ghetto, but we were exposed to, I mean, I guess that's what it is. Like, we were exposed to real Black.
You would call it. Yeah. Real.
But we never really lived in it. Mm-mm. But, like, we were always there just because, you know, visiting family. And it really keeps you, you know, honest to your roots, you know, where your parents came, where our parents came from, and, mm-hmm. you know, makes you, you know, thankful for where you live now.
And it's really right over the train track, y'all. Like,
literally.
Where our grandma and all them grew is right over the train track, and we live just on the other side.
It's right.
It is a big difference. Like, if you were to go through Mebane, North Carolina, back then, and then some people didn't even know Mebane.
Oh,
that's when you cross through to get to from Greensboro. To,
Tanger, I always say Tanger put us on the map.
Yeah, Tanger put us on the map. Like, we didn't even have a Walmart. We had to go all the way
to Burlington.
To Burlington to get to Walmart. Like,
but yeah,
to get to anything, didn't have no mall, no nothing.
That thing, Holly Hill. Ain't nobody trying to go there. I don't get why people act like, you know, they're from something they're not.
Yeah.
We could have easily acted like we were just raised in the hood or something, just because we mm-hmm. were, like, exposed to it, you know, enough to where you could have flaunted it out. Like, you see mm-hmm. it all the time. But, I mean, when your parents work hard for you not to be in an environment, mm-hmm. I'm like, don't go back flaunting like you were. I'm like, it's good to talk about it and say, like, oh, yeah, I definitely know about it. But don't sit there and flaunt, you know, putting on a flaunt and whatnot. But but I really feel like ANT, man, it brought me to my roots. I'm like,
and I feel like you fit in. I feel like you being there, you fit in very well because you've always been like kind of quiet,
right?
You know, you're not quiet. You know, mom be like, you're so quiet, and then you like this man used to come home with stuff. Like, did you pay for that? He'd be like, no, somebody just gave it to me. That's how Malik was. He would just get stuff, but he would just knew how to talk to people.
I don't know why she doesn't think I sell drugs. I'm like, I think about this all the time. I'm like, why has she never questioned me asking if I sell drugs or anything?
I just don't think she see that in you, bro.
But I'm like, I think it's just like some. I think it's like I guess ways you would act, you know, if you were really selling drugs.
I don't see that. If you ever told me that you had sold, I would be like,
my conscience is too bad.
And I think that's how we grew up too, that conscience thing.
Just, I'm telling you. But she she came up to me the other day, and she was like, you don't ever ask for anything. She was like, I swear you just sit in the house and you're just quiet. You know, you come and talk and whatnot, but you don't ever ask for nothing. And I'm just like, nah, I'm like, unless I'm just, like, super down to my last, I'm not going to ask for that. And she was like, yeah, that's how all y'all are. Definitely.
I feel like that's how they – not. I don't say that's how they raised us. I feel like we never had to ask.
Right.
So much, like – and it was not that we were – people were like, oh, y'all are spoiled. But I think that we were spoiled with love so much me and Malik never had to just go as we were never materialistic.
Right.
Like going outside and playing in the yard for hours and hours on end was our thing.
Right.
Like, as long as you let us do that and let us use our imagination, we don't need no a whole bunch of stuff.
And I'm like, even after we begged for a PlayStation 2, you know, we got
it. Oh,
yeah.
We're still outside.
We're still outside. I'm like, it was a perfect balance between both. I'm like, and that just brings you into another topic of today's generation. Exactly. Like, so technology oriented.
Driven. Yeah. And sometimes now I catch myself, like, you know, a lot of stuff that I do, you know, requires me sitting on the computer. But honestly, sometimes I just gotta, like, and I live in Alaska now, so it's easy for me to go hiking, or I just gotta, like, get out in the actual, like, nature. Like, the how we've conformed to, like, everything requires us to be on an app for hours on end. I can't do.
You have you I don't know, it might just be my phone. Oh, I know I sound like grandma, but you know, she's always, it might just be my phone. Ain't no way anybody else's iPhone doing this. But nah, like, have you ever looked at, like, the screen time on your phone?
Yeah, it pops up, like, when I go to sleep at night.
When mom pops up and says, like, 10 hours out of the day, I'm like, oh my That's god, ridiculous. I've been on here way too long.
That is true.
But you it's weird because you can really have a busy day and still it'll pop up and say 8 hours. And you're like, wow, have I really, like, been on my phone this much throughout the day?
That's true. And then I had to think about this too, because we're gonna go back to your thing real quick, but I had to think about this the other day. I'm like, when I'm out, like when I actually do go out, why do I feel like the need to document everything? Like, it's, I have to, like,
okay, so okay, phone. I have an argument about that.
Okay.
I feel like it's good to, you know, take out your phone and record stuff and, you know, document things. Right. Just for the simple fact of you can always, like, I guess, rekindle that memory later on.
True.
You know, months down the road. You know, you'll get those notifications from Facebook or Snapchat, mm-hmm. and they'll say, you took this video or this picture 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you'll look at the picture, you'll be like, dang, I've changed. Or
I do like seeing those. Yeah.
Or even if you're going through your memories on Snapchat and you see a video that you took in the club of you and your friends, you know, hanging out.
Yeah.
And you look at it like, dang, what was I even doing? Like, I'm so lame. Like, what the heck was I doing? You see the way you used to dress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I just see that as, you know, if you can look back at those and see growth as to where you are now. I mean, and that's how I like to look at it. And you know, also is, oh, I mean, that's really just how I like to look at it, you know, like, well, something that a video
type thing.
Yeah. A video later. I mean, a video that I took today, next week, I'll probably forget that I even took the video, but a year from now, when you get that notification to your phone, you know, you'll look back and be like, dang, like, I've grown from that. And I feel like the day you look back and you're looking at those pictures and stuff and you say, you know, dag, I'm still in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you're not doing enough. Or I won't even say you're not doing enough, but you're just stuck in a
spot. No, I feel like it is. I feel like you're not doing that. That's some people, like, I feel like you're not doing enough. Like, sometimes, you know, I talk about a lot of stuff. Like, I got things I need to do, and I'm going in here and not do it. But that's me not doing enough. That's me being lazy.
Right.
And, you know, and my excuse is most of the time, like, I work most of the time during the week. Mm-hmm. So my weekends, I feel like I need to sit down somewhere. And but I have clients, you know, who need stuff done. And I'm just like, you know, but if I love this, I got to do it. And I do love it. So I got to do it, you know.
And that's enough. I mean, and I wouldn't even say, you know, overdrive yourself with your passion. But, you know, but if you want to be great, you got to overdrive yourself. I'll say for the weak, simple-minded people who are just trying to, you know, have a basic, you know, passion for something, then, yeah, don't let it overpower you. And don't, you know, take some rest from it, you know, and that's good. But if you really want to be great and turn, you know, what you're doing into something where it's, and I don't even want to sound like I'm really, like, yapping over money, but where it's bringing in a bunch of revenue, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, then, you know, overdrive at it, you know, keep pushing at it, find ways that can, you know, make your success even, you know, even better. Right. You know, just push harder at it. I'm like, with Apple, I'm like, he probably imagined this years ago, you know, that iPhones would be the hot thing.
Yeah, but I'm like, and what was he working out of? His garage or something?
His like office room or something. It might have been like his garage. Yeah. But I'm like, if you look at that like little area that he was in and how cluttered and stuff it looks, mm-hmm. I'm like, and that's just because he was probably writing so much stuff down. Yeah. You know, time and time after. And yeah, I'm like, now it's a multi-billion-dollar company. You know that, and it's not even.
People probably told him no, he's crazy. Right.
You know, people are like, you know, he probably worked himself to death, and he probably did. But I'm like, it's not always about you. It's about your generate, like the generations behind you.
Yeah, that's. And I think that's what a lot of people. When you think about generational wealth, I feel like that's a big thing. People are like, no, I need the money for myself. That's not.
Yeah, I'm a bury it with work. Me. Like, yeah, bury the money
you
with
can't
me.
Take it. You can't take it with you. So right. What's the point? You make some money now. I don't want no bills from my family when I leave this earth, and that's just how I see it.
Right. And that's how you have to be. Like, it's a difference between being rich and being wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Like, thank you. And I don't want to be rich. I want to be. I want to be
rich is, you know, I got millions of dollars in my bank account. You know, I can send my family a couple, you know, tens of thousands of dollars here and there, but I mean, what's that going to do? You know,
what's it going to do if you don't own anything?
Right, but that wealthy lifestyle, boy.
Yes.
Go ahead. No, you can go ahead.
No, I was going to go into something else after that, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, but I was just saying, yeah, that wealthy money. I'm telling you, like, you know, it's something to where I hate to reference this dude, but like Trump, you know. His dad giving him $2 million to start his business off, and when he was that young, I'm like, and that's just because of, I don't know what his dad did, but I'm like, to be able to give your son $2 million to start his business up, I'm like, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
But he took off with it. I mean, y'all can't say he didn't.
Right.
And that's why a lot of people wanted him to be president, because they like, you know, he to deal with money, and he gonna right. give. He gonna work with the America, and we gonna get some money. Right. I can't go into that, you know, being in the job that I am. I can't.
Yeah, I'm like, I only want to get into politics because I can go on about that.
And I'm not a political person. I just want to say something right quick about me and Malik. So if y'all see, like, we talk about the same type things. Me and Malik have not been in the same household for five, six years,
something like that. Yeah, it's been a minute.
And for me and him to have the same mindset, y'all can see how we were raised.
Right.
Like, I talk to Malik sometimes and I see what he's doing, and I'm just like, oh, that man, he's doing it. He's doing his thing. He's smart. And so talking on that, me and you talked about what's this business? I know what it is. I want you to tell people what it is for, like, we're going to end this in probably like 15 minutes. So go ahead and tell them about the 4K lifestyle.
what everybody wants to know about. Yep. Man, I get so many messages about 4K. It's funny.
I'm really like, this is exciting for me. Like, when you told me about it and you sent it, even Jay, I showed her your little business plan yesterday on the website. She was like, no, he needs to do this now. Like, and she saw the design I did for you. You put it on the shirt. She was like, no, that goes. The whole thing goes. Like,
right.
He needs to do this. Like, it's so you. Like, it's not just you, it's your group. Like, I like how y'all have it together.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, it's something that I've been working on. It started off as, and you know how goofy I am. It started off as, like, just something I was just, like, I was sitting in the room at the house. Mm-hmm. And like I told you, I was really rocking with Stunner for Vegas back before he even blew up, you know, listened to him, you know, just because he was local. Right. And, you know, he was doing the four times thing. And, like, he's been doing that, you know, like I said, even before he blew up. And I was like, you know, he's throwing up the fours because, you know, it's from the Mecklenburg area. You know, that's, you know, the Charlotte area and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so the 704, you know, they always throw up the four. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because he came out later on and said that wasn't what it was for. But that's what I thought it was for. But anyway, yeah, he said that that's not what it was for, but I guess that's just his little, you know, thing. But anyway, so, you know, I was like, dang, I wish I was from Charlotte. I wish I could throw the fours up. I'm from the 336-919 area. We don't throw nothing up. and so I just, you know, just sitting there thinking, I was about to go to Canada for to play in the Canadian Football League or whatever. And I was like, I need a touchdown celebration, you know, something that can, you know, really, I guess, put a stamp on me, you know, something for people to know. It's always about branding yourself, especially being on that type of platform where millions of people are watching you. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept thinking. And I was like, dang, like, I really like the four. And it's something else. I can't remember what else came up. But anyway, mm-hmm. somehow I got onto the thought of the 4K television, like the TVs, you know, the hottest TVs they have out now. The best TVs they have. They actually have. They're coming out with an 8K. I'm like, it's getting crazy out here. Yeah,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
But so anyway, I'm going on, and I was like, 4K TV just came in my head. Well, not 4K TV, but 4K resolution came in my head, and I was like, that's the best resolution that they have in the market right now. And I'm like, you know, everybody wants to buy it. You know, that's the attraction, yeah, everything.
You got 4K TVs.
And so, like, yeah, you got a 4K resolution TV. You know, like, yeah, you know, it's $1,000. But, you know, if you can afford it here. Yeah. And so I was like, wow, 4K. And I was like, bam, I'm about to put those together. You know, the four is, you know, just because I wanted, just four was just in my head. And then 4K came from the resolution from TV.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. It's always like, what can this mean? I'm like, because you have to have a meaning behind it. Like, I'm always thinking ahead, you know, scoring hundreds of touchdowns and, you know, an interviewer comes up, he's like, what are you throwing up in the end zone? You know, and I'm like, I have to have a meaning behind it. It's always like 4K resolution is the best resolution that's out there. And I was like, you know what? 4K can be, you know, like I said, living your best life, you know, having a great attitude, you know, optimistic about everything. Mm-hmm. Living, I guess, basically like the highest quality of living, you know, and basically what we talked about throughout this whole podcast, you know, pushing your limits, you know, finding your passion, finding your purpose in life. And so that's really what, you know, 4K promotes. But yeah, you know, like I said, I'm just a jokester all the time. And so I got like a little group chat. It was one of those, like, let me drop this in my group chat and see if they laugh at this joke, like if they laugh at this or if they're serious about it. And it literally went, I put it in the tech, I mean, in my little group chat. Mm-hmm. And I was like 4K. I was like, laugh now, cry later. Just basically saying like y'all can laugh at the idea now, but you know, cry later. I mean, you know, cry later on that you're not a part of it.
Right.
And so I put that in the group chat, and instantly they didn't even question. They were like, bet, I'm on board. And I was like, dang. Yeah, I was like, dang. Like,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I didn't really explain what it was. I was like, 4K. And I actually have the screenshot, and this is back in, like, this is a while ago. Like, it's been a minute. And so, like I said, I didn't even explain what it was. Like, the guys that were in the group chat were just on board instantly. And so they were like, yo, like, they were like, you can really blow this up. And I'm like, yeah, like, now that, you know, I didn't really care about the support behind it, because regardless, I was going to do what I was doing anyway. But it was good to have that support behind it, because now it's like, dag, I really need to take this serious. And so since then, I think it was back in, what, March? I think it was back in April when I came up with the idea. And since then, we've been working hard.
You know, all your guys, and I see the females, all of them do something too. Y'all all come from A&T?
No, so let me see. It's me, Jamal, Amari, T-Mod, Jalen, and Trevino. It's six dudes that are in it.
Okay.
And then
are those your line brothers?
Yeah, it just so happened to be my line brothers. I'm like, it wasn't like I was pushing it.
Malik is a noob.
Yeah. It wasn't like I was pushing it towards Kappa or nothing like that.
Yeah.
It just so happened to be like, that was like my,
I mean, that's
like
what your support is. That's what it's for.
Yeah. Those are like my road dogs. Like, so I dropped it to them. and they've been behind it 24/7. I showed you my list. I don't want to put the list out there, you know, for people to to take ideas from it and whatnot.
Nope.
But yeah,
I saw the list, and the list is very
I'm like,
my brother is very smart.
it's a lot of stuff behind it. I'm like, it's like I said, it just takes the right people and you know, the right timing and whatnot, and getting the money together. But yeah, you know, it's been copyrighted.
Wow.
Yeah.
This man is doing, I ain't even copyrighted.
But yeah,
I need to put in some work.
But yeah, it's been copyrighted. And so yeah, you know, got the clothing. That's the one thing I would say, you know, the clothing line is on the way. Clothing line and whatever, however you say it.
And I can't say his sister did put him in on it.
Yeah.
He wanted me to do a design for him.
Yeah.
And I'm looking on here and it looks very nice.
Yeah, I'm like, I still got to, I remember we talked yesterday. I gotta show you some other stuff. I forgot to send it.
Okay.
But yeah, she I'm telling you, she's good with this graphic design stuff. But basically the graphic design stuff that you see on the website that you can find in bio and whatnot is
you're gonna put out your social media and stuff after this.
Okay, but yeah, I'm like, everything that you see on the phone cases, on the hoodies, is all well, I'll say the nice stuff is hers. I think on the website it's like a female's crop top with the 4K. The 4K on it. I'm like, yeah,
so
that's
all these
not
are
it.
Mock-ups right now. Jay said when we touch down in
December
again, she's gonna need this.
What, the crop top?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm like, hopefully we have it in by then. I'm like, right now is, you know, we're just trying to. And that's one thing. Like, if you don't have like the funds right then to do it, I'm like, just keep drawing stuff up. Keep coming up with ideas. So when your money gets right to where you can put it all in, you can just take off.
But the website, go ahead and give me your social media, because I be on social media, me and you talk.
Right.
But I did not know that you had all this. When you asked for the thing and then you showed me, I did not know that you did all this. This is really nice. Like, I want a phone case right now. Like,
you see that?
And I got the iPhone X too. And the hoodie and everything. I love this.
We got chains. We got all types of stuff.
No, I really want this chain. I'm going to have to buy me one of them.
Hey, go ahead and tell them that price on it.
My man put
40K.
But
now I'll definitely get you one of those. The chains aren't for sale though. It's just something we like.
Oh, I was gonna buy one. I'm all for the.
Oh no. I can give you some. I'll hook you up. I got you. Oh,
okay, cool. I will rock that.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Yeah, we're hooked up. We're plugged in with a lot of stuff.
That's great. And honestly, me and you will talk off of this, but
yeah,
you know, I used to do the clothing line. So this stuff right here is not hard to get.
Right.
Just had to get right. And the graphics is all you need.
And that's another thing too. It's not like, it's like I was mentioning money before, but it's really not even the money. It's the resources and stuff.
Yeah.
And like we were talking yesterday, I don't want to just buy into any old body. I want it to be, like I said, within the family. And like, mm-hmm. you know, you do graphic design, you do, you had your clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you got the podcast and whatnot.
Right.
And so I'm like, just keep it in the family. I'm like,
yeah, that's the best thing to do. And you know, Bradley definitely does it.
Right. Yeah. I asked Bradley back in, this is when we were playing around with this 4K thing. Mm-hmm. And, I texted him. I was like, yo, I need a design.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, at the time it was 4K Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, and, I remember it being
there. Yeah, yeah, it was 4K Entertainment. And we still have 4K Entertainment, but 4K Lifestyle is the actual.
It's the actual brand.
Brand, itself. Yeah.
And I see that it breaks down into different.
It breaks down into. If you want to know more, go to the website. I'm going
to
tell him.
Yeah, go to his website. Tell him your social media too.
But my social media is just on everything, Malik_Wilson. And that's
Malik Wilson _. I'll put it in the description too.
All right, but yeah, that's on everything. But yeah, I'm excited what this thing is going to do.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to help.
Right.
Like, honestly.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh yeah, but I forgot with the females and stuff. That's one is from Virginia, and then the other one is in Alabama, and it's just like I said, more promotional. They're gonna take it back to their respective schools and stuff, mm-hmm. and just promote it at their schools. And like I said, got them on board. They blow it up in their area. You know, got you on board. You know, you blow it up in Alaska.
Up here in Alaska.
And it's a beautiful thing about to happen. Like I said, laugh now, cry later.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I'm going to be a part. I'm about to become a member down here.
For real. For real, though. For real.
I'm about to rock it. Look, I support it. I won't say I support anything, but anything like this, when you come to me, or you need to be coming this way. You need to be having an idea. And for you to send me that stuff yesterday and you to have this site like this,
right.
I am very proud of you for doing this. This is very nice.
For real,
so,
though.
Follow him if you want to be, you know, talk to him about, you know, any questions that you have about 4K. You know, I see this being a big thing. It already looks like it is. I'm excited for you. So we'll have to wrap it up right here. You can follow him at Malik_Wilson_. That's on everything. I appreciate you for being on with the big sister.
I appreciate you having me on. I hope to be on some more.
Oh yeah, yes, definitely. This is perfect. I told you, we just talk. It's nothing. We do this all the time. It's nothing new.
Nothing new. Nothing new at all.
Nothing new. So y'all stay blessed. Malik, go ahead. Take care of Miss Lady over there.
Oh yeah, she's over here biting me now. I'm about to kick her out.
I'm about to go handle mine. Y'all have a good day. Stay blessed. Have a great week. Anything else you want to say to the people, Malik?
Oh no, just live your life 4K.
4K resolution. Live your best life. Stay wealthiest in the best ways. All right, y'all. Peace.